Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hi, my fantastic audience of hot, curious, horny, sexy, inspired peeps. All right. Today's episode, we are going to talk about service subbies and how fucking hot they are. All right. So I am not recording this live in Loyal Fans, as my camera's all set up downstairs to make some porn when I'm done doing this recording. So, yeah, I just need to tell you that I was getting porn after this episode. You want to go see that porn? Go join my Loyal Fans page. All right. So, service subbies. So, what is a service subby? Let's start there. Service subbies are submissives that really gain deep gratification on both on a personal level, an emotional level, a sexual level, and almost on a, and potentially sometimes on a spiritual level, feeling complete and content and satisfied by servicing others. And that service can come in many forms. That service can come in doing chores and housework, making their dom's lives easier. It can come from cooking for them, making their lunches. You know, it can come from, doing paperwork. It can come from anything that fundamentally makes their dom's life easier and happier. And for me personally, I really love my, my service subbies. I mean, I love all my subbies. I don't have favorites. I love them. I'm non-monogamous, so I'm polyamorous in all forms of my life. So I love them all equally. But so service subbies is a different type of relationship dynamic. You know, when my subbies come over and they're going to make my life better or easier, or, whether it's, cleaning my shower or, doing my dishes or, vacuuming my house or going and getting, getting groceries or doing my, taking my laundry home and coming back and having it all folded and taken care of. There's this piece that feels like, for me anyways, as, the dom, I feel loved, like a different kind of cared for and taken care of. As the dom, I'm always in charge, right? So there's a lot more of the energy that I am taking care of my subbies. I'm making sure that they are physically okay, emotionally okay, sexually okay. I'm on top of all of those things. And it's a lot, it's beautiful and I love it. And it's a lot of energy. And so when my submissives, my subbies, and especially the service subbies really get to do something reciprocative for me, it's this beautiful connection and there's another layer and level of intimacy that happens. Which is fucking hot. It's like, there's my heart opens up and sings in a different way than what my heart opens up and sings when I can dance them, right? Because it's like, they made my day easier. They made my life easier. They took something off, they took some responsibility off my plate, which then allowed me to either lounge, frolic, fuck, get some paperwork done, record a podcast. They allowed me that those tasks, taking them off my to-do list, gave me more space to do the things that I wanted to do and love to do. I hate cleaning. I hate chores. I hate errands. I hate running around. I do it because it's part of being a grown-up. But, if somebody else wants to do it and they feel so happy and so content to support their, to support their empress and make their empress lives better, and they feel so, they feel so gratified and so can, just say just like it's this beautiful place of where they just feel home. Then it's perfect. It's beautiful. I get to take things off my list that I didn't really want to do, and I have other shit that I, either need to get done or want to get done. And they get to feel like they made my world better, which they have. And, it's just this beautiful exchange. Now, there's a couple components that make it super sexy-er. So that's the intimacy and the bonding and the connection and the joy and who doesn't want their laundry done? Who doesn't want somebody to do their dishes or mop the floor, clean their toilet? Who doesn't want that, right? But then there's this other layer of creating chores or tasks and coming up with those tasks, and so your service subby has something to do, and so there's this energy that goes into it. But what I find super sexy is making my subbies wear a sexy, slutty French maid outfit. And it doesn't really matter whether my service subby is a vagina, has a vagina or a penis. I like everybody in their French maid outfits. And so watching them, especially in indoor activities in my house, chores and service, it's like I get super fucking horny. Which is great, because then I have to go hit them. Bend them over, have my way, maybe do some pegging, maybe, stop them from, they're bent over, cleaning my oven. I'm like, ooh, that's fucking high. Let me have my you. And it like brings this like super sexy primal desire to just take what I want, have my way, in their cute little sexy French maid outfit. And then I can go back to doing what I was doing, whether that's playing video games, recording a podcast, having a nap, whatever, whatever it is that I was doing, I can go back to that and they can carry on. And I don't think I've ever really really talked about how exciting that is for me. So, all you service subbies, if you're like, oh, I really want to serve Empress. Reach out to me through my website, empressgaia.com. I have lots of chores, lots of things, activities that there's lots of things on my adulting to-do list that I don't want to So, yeah, there's this like, and feeling just like so. It really brings out the primal lustful part of me. Well, lots of things bring out the primal lustful part. Maybe at the root of it, I'm just primal and lustful. which is lucky for everybody that's around me. So I find that, like I have a subbie coming over today, and he's gonna do some. I'm gonna put him in his French maid outfit. I told him to bring his French maid outfit, and we're gonna do some servitude stuff. And I got list of chores for him to do and accomplishments. And I'm prepared to, like, I'm gonna have my way. It's like I have my way, whether it's just bending them over a counter while they're on their knees, hitting them, flogging them, fingering them, fucking them, whatever I feel like doing. And and it's like this momentary lust and desire that I just take what I want. And then carry on. And then, all of a sudden I'll notice them or hear them doing something. And then I'll go check in to see, see how they're doing, and are they doing a good job? And are they doing it the way that I desire them to do it? Of course they're doing a good job. They want to be good subbies, so of course they're going to do a good job. And then I go, go check in on them. And then it's like, oh, right, they're here for me to use. Because that's part of the service, right? The service isn't just the act of doing my chores. It's also surfacing in me in whatever capacity that makes me happy. And so whether that's, again, fingering them, fucking them, hitting them, whatever it is. It's part of their service contract. And it's like, it's super. Not only is it fucking hot and sexy, but it's really liberating for me. Anyways, for me, I find it incredibly sexually liberating and free to just be able to, as a vagina owner, I've been programmed and taught, and from a societal standpoint, that I'm supposed to be ladylike. And ladylike doesn't mean you're primal, lustful, horny, and just take what you fucking want. And so I get to live a life, which I feel very blessed about. I get to live a life that's opposite of being ladylike. Even right now, I got my legs spread. I'm not wearing any panties underneath the desk, underneath my dress that I'm wearing. Why? Because I don't have to be ladylike. I'm a fucking goddess. I'm a sex goddess. I'm an empress. I do whatever the fuck I want. Within consent of and negotiated with consent and all the things that, are important. And of course, all my subbies have agreed that I can take and have and use however I feel. And we've done our hard limits list and we've done all the negotiations. So it's all consensual. But there's something really like the other part of, not only is it the sexual taking what I want because I'm horny and they're running around in a frilly, frilly French maid outfit, and but then there's this layer of them doing housework or my chores as if it's like I'm supposed to be, I've, as those stereotypes that I've been brought up to believe, which are bullshit. Bullshit. Anyways, that there's something about somebody else doing my womanly duties. And again, it's this like gender role bending fluidity that you'll hear in a lot of my themes of all the things that really fucking turn me on is everything where I break all the rules. So having like there's all these rules that are being broken, right? So especially my penis owner subbies. So when they're wearing this pretty little frilly dress and they're walking around in heels and they're wearing panties, and I'm not doing any of those things, and because I don't have to. And they love that they are getting to break the rules of the societal norms. And I love that I get to break the rules and do the opposite of what I've been taught that I'm supposed to do. And there's just this new layer of like fucking sexiness in it, right? It's not just the being able to be primally, which I've been told that I'm not allowed to do, which, I get to do all the time. It's part of not only my lifestyle, but it's also part of my job. So it's fucking awesome. But then, like I said, this, some boy in a frilly outfit doing my dishes while I'm, sitting and playing a video game is fucking hot. It's breaking all the rules. Yeah. I love breaking rules. Who wants to break some rules with me? And so it's just this amazing experience. So I lovingly invite you, if you've never really explored. Okay, so that's all of the stuff about me being a dom. So on the other side of my life, some of you may or may not know, is that I have a master and I'm submissive. And in my right, you're like, what? It's true. There's even proof on my loyal fans page. Right? I'm not telling lies. It's true. Anyway, so he, he's my master. And so I, part of being in being, my submissive side, my slutty subby girl, is to service and the ways that I can service. And so, like, making his lunch in the morning and cooking dinner for him and, making sure his laundry's, I hate laundry, and look, I'm doing laundry. I'm making sure his laundry's done and doing all of those things from such a place of love and gratitude and wanting him to be just happy and making his life easier. And, which again is the opposite of typically my way of being, which is I love everybody else servicing me. And yet, when I do those acts of service for him, it doesn't feel like it's wrong, or that I'm going against my feminist upbringing, or that, it doesn't feel, he doesn't expect it. And so there's no like weird thing like my role should be in the, barefoot and in the kitchen. And like there's none of those experiences or energy that's attached to any of those things. All that it's attached is that I wanted to make him the perfect sandwich for his lunch and do it exactly the way that would make him the happiest. And again, it needs to be the perfect sandwich, the perfect ratio of mayonnaise to meat, to like, I want to get it perfect. I want to do it so well so he's so happy. And there's this, my soul is content in singing. And so I know from not only that experience for me, but when I get to give that experience to my, service subbies, I understand. Like, I understand how, doing my laundry and folding it and bringing it back could bring such joy and satisfaction and contentment, because I feel that way when I do get to do things for my master. And it's again, if you had if I had listened to myself say 10 years ago talking about this, I would have been like, are you on fucking crack? What the hell? What's wrong with you? Is he drugging you? What? And so it's a beautiful exchange. It's a beautiful way of showing dedication and commitment and gratitude to somebody that dominates you. And the moment, and all you little subbies are going to know what I'm talking about, that moment when you get good girl or good boy, and you're like, whoo, your whole body's like, ah, you're wiggling your butt, and you're like, oh my God, it's like you're a puppy, you just got a treat. Oh my God, it's the best thing in the world. You're just so excited and ecstatic by it. And so, I want to invite you to really look at where, in your kink play, for all of you kinksters. And those who haven't ex started exploring kink that would really like to be like, oh, maybe there's some stuff here I might want to explore a little bit. Maybe it's not just all crazy like I see on, television. Be very compassionate and loving and sensual and sexual and all sorts of beautiful things. It's not just, tying people from the ceiling by their testicles. There's so much more. So if that's the case, there's two things that I invite you to do, okay? First thing is go take my BDSM 101 course, which can be found on all my online course links, which you can find through Empress Gaia or you can find through Gaia Morissette. Go find my online courses. Take that course first, and it'll teach you how to do it safely, understanding the psychology of it, and understanding the beautifulness of the possibility of the kinky world, and how to do it in a way that won't fuck up your relationship or fuck you up psychologically. And then after you take that course, I invite you, if you have questions, I invite you to reach out to me, and we can have a conversation about whatever things that you want to explore in particular, whether I can help you and your partner or partners explore it in the dungeon or talk you through it so it's done safely. Or it might be just something you want to explore yourself, and you want to do it in a way that feels good and safe, and know that the person who is doing this activity really knows what they're doing and can really keep you safe. Reach out and we can book some time in the dungeon for your exploration. So yes, so if you're like, ooh, so that's my invitation to all the new kinksters. So those who are already in the lifestyle and are already in the kinky lifestyle, and you've been, you have some kinks and you've been exploring. If you haven't done much service submission in your kink play, I lovingly invite you to introduce that and see how that feels for your subby. And it may be, they may not even know the joy of making you a sandwich. Making you a sandwich be the best thing that they've ever done. And you being like, this is a great sandwich. And you getting to feel like, oh, having somebody make me a sandwich feels really beautiful. And I feel really loved. And it's a great sandwich. And you don't know. You don't know. Who knew that changing making sandwiches could change your life? But it can. It really can. So I invite you to introduce some servitude and see how that feels, both as the dominant and as the submissive. And you as a submissive, if you really have been wanting to serve and trying to find ways to make your dom's life easier, and you find that you really enjoy it, have a conversation with your dom. One of the both beautiful things and potentially problematic things about dominant personalities is that we're really good at taking care of ourselves and we like to do things our own way. And so we often learn earlier on in life that if you want things done the way that you like them, that you just do them yourself, which means that you may not always be good at delegating responsibilities to others and allowing them to service you. At least that's what I've not only found personally with myself, but also with a lot of the other DOMs who I know, is that there's like, that's so sometimes as DOMs, we don't realize that making us a sandwich could change our life. It could change your somebody's life. Or, going and getting a glass of water for you could change, make their whole existence worth living. You don't really think about it that way. So as a subby, you may want to bring that to your dom's attention and say, hey, I'd really like different ways in which I can make your life easier. not just in the play time and in the dungeon space, but like across the board. What are the things in your life that I can help and do for you? And it may take a little while for the Dom to for your Dom to really kind of think about it and test some things out, and they might need to take some time to teach you how to do it exactly the way that they want you to, and it might be a little bumpy at first, but you guys will figure it out. And really, as your as the subby, really reinforce to your Dom that this makes them feel a way in which they can show you that they care, that they love you, that they want to help your life. And as the Dom, it's good to let that happen. Okay? So have that dialogue. Subbies, talk to your Doms. Doms, maybe start testing out the waters about letting go of some control of some stuff. Say that with love. Let them help you. All right. And again, as always, if you run into some complications or some hiccups, or you just are like, I don't even know how to start about going about letting other people, say, do my laundry, reach out. We can have some sessions and find out what's going on and, figure out why it may not be comfortable or feel safe to let go of some of those areas of control. And, it's good to let go of control. It's important to be in charge, but not necessarily always be in control of stuff, right? Let some other people help you. And if that's really uncomfortable, what I'm saying right now, you should really call me so we can help you heal that. Okay. All right. Until next time, stay curious, stay horny. And as always, stay kinky. Till next time. Bye-bye. All right, I'm gonna go make some porn now. Bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.